You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Tāmaki Makaurau has a significant few days ahead, with Laneway Festival hosted at Western Springs today and Waitangi Day tomorrow. The yellow-legged hornet population remains present on Tāmaki's North Shore, with 49 queens found and 51 nests eradicated over the last 3 months. Schools around the Motu return this week and next, but murmurs around lower attendance have already begun as the term returns ahead of important cultural celebrations for the Lunar New Year. Producer Jasmine spoke to Councillor Julie Ferry about these topics.
Kia ora, Julie. Waitangi Day is on this Friday. Could you share with us any initiatives Council has supported to acknowledge this historic anniversary date?
Yeah, it's a really important day. And it looks like the weather's going to be amazing, which is great. There's three big events that are organised by iwi and Māori-led organisations like Waiparera that have a partnership with Auckland Council. And so those are Waitangi Ki Manukau, which happens in the south, Waitangi at Waititi, which is a long-standing one that happens out at Haas Park. And also, I think new this year, or maybe only a couple of years old, Waitangi Ki Omaru, which is in Point England and being done with Ngāti Pāua. And so all of those are big community events to celebrate. They often have a focus on the history, but also things like traditional Māori pie and food. I'm hoping to get along to the one at Point England. Will be my first time heading out there, and a wonderful celebration. Of course, a lot of people also go north, go to Waitangi. I was there earlier in the year on a family holiday, and so Aucklanders tend to celebrate in lots of different ways, and I just hope that everyone does have a chance to reflect on the purpose and the link to fertility that is the reason that certainly for people like me, Tangata fertility, Ngāti Pātaka, have a chance to live in this great country. So yeah, should be a good celebration, but also a reflection on where we're at in our journey as a nation.
And Laneway Festival is on at Western Springs today. What excites you the most about this, and do you have any concerns about the festival?
So I have to admit, I look at the act list and I recognise two, which is Chapel Rowan, that my kids have introduced me to over the summer. I rather like Pink Tony Club. And also Benny, who we've been long-time fans of, my kids. And so I'm excited about those two. And I hope that it goes really well. The main thing for me is I don't get a lot of complaints about stuff like that. It's just outside my ward area. But I think the big encouragement for people will be drink lots of water, wear sunscreen, get shade, take it easy. But also if you can get there by public transport or active transport, biking, walking, even if that's just part of the last part of your journey, that will make things a lot smoother for everybody around the area as well as those attending. So, have a great day if you're going.
The yellow-legged hornet is still present in some North Shore Tāmaki suburbs. What is Council's involvement with the monitoring or eradication efforts of this?
So our main role is to support the Ministry of Primary Industries. They're sort of the main agency dealing with it, and then council does have some staff and is helping to share comms and things like that. Obviously it's an issue primarily on the North Shore, so I have to admit I had to look it up a bit because that's not my rohe. But the main messages here are if you are suspicious of a bug you see, a flying insect that's got yellow and black on it, and you think that doesn't look like a normal bee or wasp, please try and get a photo of it. And if you can report any nests that you see or any sightings you think you have, you can report those through the NPI website, also through calling 0800 809 966. It's really important that you don't try and tackle it yourself. They have a really nasty sting and they're quite aggressive. So it is about going, oh, what have I seen, reporting it, so that the experts can deal with it. So far we've found, I believe, 51 queens and 54 nests, so that's quite a lot compared to the Queensland fruit fly issue that we're having in my area where they're finding very, very few. This one seems to be really quite a big deal. They are using a lot of expertise from overseas, countries where they have actually successfully eradicated when they found some of these nasty things. And the impact, though, on the honeybee and the wild bee population, if they do get out of control, could be quite significant. The other thing that you can do, and if you go to the npi.govt.nz website and look it up, yellow-legged hornet stuff, is you can also make homemade traps, and there's a little how-to there. And I know some people have been doing that to help out as well. So those are sort of the main things around that. But please, if you do see anything and you think, oh, I'm not sure what that is, try and get a photo, report it, and stay away. Those are the main things, yeah.
And it is back to school this week for students around the Motu. There are, however, already murmurs of potential reduced student attendance with Lunar New Year celebrations falling at the end of February. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's a tricky one because you want people to be able to engage in, as a family, the cultural traditions that are important to them. But also it's really important that kids go to school. And particularly, you know, I mean, we kind of learnt that during lockdowns, right? That for the kids who've gone through that, and I've got three kids who experienced that, one right at the start of their school journey, one during intermediate and one at the end of primary, the long-term implications of schooling miss, you know, in those cases, you know, we're talking about online learning, but weeks of disconnection from their peers and that kind of stuff, as opposed to a few days. But this stuff does start to add up. So I think it's a tricky one because, as I say, you want people to be able to keep that cultural connection. It's really important. But also they do need to be at school. So I think one of the things that we can do as a community and that council can do is have local celebrations that mean that people can honour their obligation, because some of this is about, you know, long-standing cultural obligation. It's not just, hey, this is something to do. This is an expectation. It's part of the family calendar, a chance to connect and celebrate as a family. So how do we provide those local opportunities to do that so that people don't necessarily feel that they are missing out or not doing what they ought to as part of their culture, unless they go overseas to access those celebrations and rituals? Yeah. So there are some cool things coming up that the community and the council are providing. So keep a lookout for those through our channels like our Auckland.
That was Auckland Councillor Julie Ferry speaking on Waitangi Day, Laneway, Yellow-Legged Hornets and back-to-school attendance.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.